51 Business with Brother Juan. I'm a certified Christian business coach and consultant, tax strategist for solopreneurs, and a strategic partner to help you build synergy in your business with bookkeeping. I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. Today, we're going to talk about what is a business purpose. What is a business purpose? So first of all, let's define that. Your business purpose is the reason your company exists, boiled down to a single sentence or maybe even two. Here at Next Step Financial Partners, ours is pretty much two sentences, and then we have a little bit of an explanation of that mission. We help American families build wealth for future generations through entrepreneurship. We help entrepreneurs navigate their business to achieve maximum profitability and freedom as they pursue their purpose. We are ready to partner with you for your next step with bookkeeping, accounting, income taxes, website services, business coaching, consulting, and business formation. Now, that's for the business. That's not really what I want to horn in on today. I want to speak more from like a personal brand purpose, right? Because what I've learned is that people tend to connect with who you are before they connect with what you do, right? So let's start at the Bible. The Great Commission, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Go therefore, and of course this is Jesus speaking after the resurrection. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is the Great Commission, right? So it's a type of a mission statement. And a mission statement is a specific task with which a person or a group is charged. And so this charge is to the church as a whole. But another definition for mission is a pre-established and often self-imposed objective or purpose. And when you have a mission, as the Great Commission is, within the Great Commission, there is a message which we are to proclaim and that we are to present in order to make disciples. That is the gospel message, but a message is a messenger's mission. To carry that message is the messenger's mission. We see this defined in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 to 21. We're not going to read it. I encourage you to read it, but it speaks about the ministry of reconciliation, and we have been called to as Christians. And that message of that ministry of reconciliation has a message of reconciliation. And that message of reconciliation is the gospel itself. And the persons, the messengers that carry the message for the ministry are called ambassadors for Christ in that text. And so those messengers, ambassadors for Christ, have a message, the gospel, and a mission to carry out, which ultimately is the Great Commission. Of course, it's called the Ministry of Reconciliation, the message of reconciliation, and then the messengers are ambassadors for Christ. So great messaging for a business or a personal brand. It should connect with customers. It should connect with customer. It needs to be simple and it needs to be a compelling message. Again, people connect with who you are before they connect with what you do. Also, great messaging for a personal brand, for a business, creates conformity in your business. Everything is geared towards that. This is what major corporations do. And even as entrepreneurs, Christianpreneurs, solopreneurs, we should utilize the same strategy. It helps to build conformity. It helps to create conformity in our business through the services that we provide, the customer fulfillment, through marketing, through administration. It should really guide our business. And again, people connect with who you are before they connect with what you do. And this is why it is important to have a business purpose or a personal brand purpose or some type of mission statement or vision statement. And they're not necessarily all the same, but from a personal brand standpoint, because as a solopreneur, as an entrepreneur, you are the face of your business. I know when I started Next Step Financial Partners Tax and Accounting, I didn't want to be the face of the business. But over time, I've really gotten past myself and become the face of the business because people are connecting with me before they ultimately connect with what I do. For a service, I chose one that is recession-proof. No matter how the economy swings, right, we're always going to have to file taxes. But just because I provide a service that everyone in the United States needs, doesn't mean they're going to get it from me. And so what makes people attach themselves to me? Well, it's me before they find out what I do, right? Because what I do, others can do, right? And there's a level to what I do. There is, again, a greater goal to what I do that distinguish me from other tax preparers. But again, people will connect with who you are before they connect with what you do. And so I want to give you the basic formula for, you know, a personal brand purpose statement or mission statement. And the basic formula is I. And of course, within the business for our mission statement, I use we. But for personal brand, it needs to begin with I. And so I help your target market or your niche or your ideal customer. So I help ideal client do desired result or outcome. And then I would add how you do it. So I help target market do desired result how, right? This is how you would structure a personal brand statement. And so if I was a social media consultant or manager, I might use I develop social media strategies that help businesses find new customers. And the first thing you're going to notice is that's out of order. Right. If you get the basic formula down, you can rearrange it to how ever it may best suit your business. Right. So within that statement, I help, and the person, the target market that this social media purpose statement helps is businesses. I help businesses. What do I help them do? Develop social media strategies. How? Let me rephrase that. Desired outcome. So I help target market businesses do the desired outcome, find new customers. How? By develop social media strategies. It was out of place, and I got that confused a little bit. And so even looking at my own, I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. And so I don't say I help, I say I empower, right? The target market is Christians. Ultimately, Christian entrepreneurs, Christianpreneurs, those who desire to have their own business, or those who may already be in business. Right. And so I empower Christians. The desired outcome is achieve freedom. It's not to get more customers, but it's achieve freedom. Because I believe most people don't go into business to be in business forever. Right. And so ultimately what we want to achieve is some type of freedom, especially with a home-based business, a home-based service business, a virtual service business. And that freedom could be financial. That freedom could be time, having more time to spend with your children, having more time to spend with your spouse. That freedom could be the freedom to choose when and how you work. And so there's various aspects of freedom that we can look at. And so that is the desired outcome, right? So I empower Christians to achieve freedom. How do I do that? With virtual service-based entrepreneurship. Okay, so again, that's the basic formula for developing a personal purpose statement. In various industries, we call it your why statement. And again, this becomes personal because this is the way that you look at and provide your services to the market. Okay. And so again, I help target market or niche do desired result outcome and how. And you can, again, get those basic elements in place and play with the wording, how you word it, how you, you know, the order that you put them in. Because, again, I think with the social media strategies, I think it's better to put that up front, right? What do I help them do? And then who do I help? And the desired outcome is new customers. Well, this is Brother Juan with Bible and Business. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you learned something. I hope you have received something that you can implement in your business as you continue to navigate and fulfill your purpose. And you have a blessed day.